Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We've got lots of stuff. I don't know how I'm going to get it all covered, but I have lots of things I want to talk with you about. So let's go to the Lord in prayer and get it all started the right way. Most gracious Heavenly Father, for such a time as this, we praise you and we give thanks to you for your grace and your mercy, for your love, for your salvation, for your patience, ever forgiving, as we come and bow before you, confessing that we are just sinful people, that even our very best is as filthy rags before you. Father, help us to walk in your way. Give us that boldness and that courage and that strength to follow you in all things, in all aspects of our lives. They can't be separated. It cannot be separated. Father, we ask your protection over the president and the vice president, over all of them, Father, that are there. They're fighting this virus and they're trying to lead us as people. They're trying to bring a nation back to its roots. Back to you. Father, I ask that you will put your hedge of protection around Amy Coney Barrett as she gets ready to go underneath hearings next week. Lord, I ask for your salvation power over the enemies, over the ones who have so much hate in their hearts right now. Father, may we be your people that are able to express and share your love, but not compromise. Father, when we share, maybe they will come to know you. And that hate and that cloud of despair that is over them will disappear. Because you bring hope and you bring peace. And your peace passes all understanding. Guide us, Father. Give us the right direction, and may we follow you in the paths of this life, that we may be with you eternally in the next life. We are in some troubling times, Father. For such a time as this, I humbly come to you, and I offer up this hour and this show. CSC Talk Radio belongs to you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Well, today I really wanted to concentrate on some things, but things have happened in the last few hours, several hours, 48, 72 hours, that I feel like I need to talk to you about. And I've titled it, We Believe in Facts and Truth, and they kind of go hand in hand. I'm going to try to hit several topics today. I hope I can get through it, but the nucleus of them here later on, we're going to talk about Kamala Harris and the upcoming debate, and what will be her role in the Supreme Court Senate hearing and confirmation of Judge Amy Coney Barrett. I do want to take a moment to talk about the most absolute display of stupidity and selfish, jealous behavior that we saw in the media yesterday from the left. And I'm talking about the Trump haters. I've never seen such hate as the things that they have done. You know, the president is home. He's in the White House. He's still working. He's never stopped working, even through his sick. But he's not out of the woods yet. So I'm going to ask you to keep him in your prayers, because they don't know a whole lot about this virus. But, you know, President Donald Trump, he went home yesterday, and the left just exploded because he took time the day before to ride around the block and wave at his fans that were just his supporters that are out there. In fact, Rudy and I watched him yesterday on Breitbart Live, and they were interviewing these folks that were all lined up for blocks around the hospital. All colors of people. Some of them are definitely immigrants. They had quite the accents. Different ones. We had Asian. They were from Vietnam, and they were talking about they've lived in communism, and they know what it is, and that's what we're going to have here. And they're trying to warn the American citizens, as they are now citizens as well. And there was another woman, and her accent, I'm not sure, but she was from somewhere else. But she's a citizen now. And she kind of went off. She says, they only want to protect the illegal. Well, one day the illegals will be citizens. Where are they going to forget about them then? She's just calling it out. It was amazing. And the one woman said, we're here to rally for Trump. We're bringing the rally to him. He's sick. He needs us. We're here for him. And it was one after the other, and there was a black minister that was going up and down the streets preaching, and it was all a wonderful time, and this one man came in there. He happened to be black as well, and he was saying, this is just amazing. He said, these people were just all happy. We're all happy to be here. We can trust one another. He's just amazed at the crowd. So Trump went around the block two days ago, and the left came unhinged about him endangering his Secret Service. Well, you know, the doctors told him yesterday the Secret Service has never left the side of the president. They don't leave the side of the president. Not for even a second. I think they might let him sleep. They stand outside the door. They don't leave him. They gladly expose themselves, I guess. It's their duty. But every one of them had masks on, and let me tell you right now, they weren't the little homemade cloth masks that most of us take with us when we go someplace and have to put one on. The left is unhinged, and they are so consumed with hate. And so he goes home yesterday, and he did, he made a display of it. For a reason, but that is completely missed by the left. Remember when he took a photo picture when the crowds were trying to burn the church down across from the White House? And he stood there by the sign with his Bible. What was his point? Oh, it was just a photo op. Yeah, it was. But the point was, we will have freedom of religion in this country, and you are not going to go burn our churches down. And, of course, yesterday we have Cuomo, the great governor of New York. Are you awake yet, New Yorkers? Promising that he will close the churches and the synagogues down if you don't obey his orders. He's going to do it. De Blasio put on more restrictions. It's going to become, you know, have you ever seen some of these science fiction movies that it's after some kind of disaster and all you've got left is a remnant of criminals and a few good people trying to survive, and you go into these dark places that used to be the city? That's how I'm envisioning New York right now, because they are absolutely killing New York. Why are they killing New York? Well, because they hate President Donald Trump. And they're trying to show you that as long as he's president, we're going to torture you to death. I hear music. When we come back, I have something I want to read to you. I didn't write it. It says, for anyone not supporting Trump, it's just a whole bunch of facts of things that he has done. And I want to talk to you a little bit about what Cuomo's little brother said. And you know, the illustrious, the ever-wise women at The View, and what they said about the president. It's just disgusting. And then we're going to get on to Kamala Harris, and we're going to talk about that woman, what she has to offer this nation. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we will be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cederstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, csetalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. Have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. I'm going to do something that I always get a little bit aggravated at when other talk show hosts do it, and they tell you they're going to do this as soon as they come back, and then they do something else, and then they tell you again, we're going to have this as soon as we come back. I will get to this because I want to read it to you, but I wanted to go back and talk just a little bit more about the president getting out of the hospital. I was very moved by what he did. I found it to be a very positive thing, a man that was being totally unselfish. He took time. I'm sure he was ready to get in and sit down. But Sarah Huckabee she's done just a little bit of research. And that the annual deaths in the U.S., all over deaths, not just viruses, not just cancer, not just car deaths, all deaths in the U.S. in 2018 were 2,839,205 people. In 2019, the total for that year of deaths of all kinds was 2,855,000. So a few more back in 2018 than in 2019. In 2020, so far, the deaths are 2,033,736 through September the 24th. Okay? It would appear that 2020's overall death rate is on pace to be less than 2018 and 2019. She goes, I'm sure that this message we are all getting is not going to be the message we're getting from the media, the mainstream media. Now, just real quickly, with the COVID fear. President Donald Trump said when he left, he turned around and he talked to the people. He went in and he did a video. He says, I just left Walter Reed Medical Center, and it's really something very special. The doctors, the nurses, and first responders. And I learned so much more about coronavirus. And one thing that's for certain, don't let it dominate you. Don't be afraid of it. You're going to beat it. We have the best medical equipment. We have the best medicines, all developed recently, and you're going to beat it. Now, he went on and he gave us a little pep talk and he told us a few things. Then the media comes out and they're just so angry. And the Hollywood, you know, because they have such great brains, that they need to get rid of every one of those doctors there at Walter Reed, and they need to strip them of their license, and they should never practice medicine again because they let President Donald Trump go home. Now, the real reason is because he lived. They were ready for him to die. The one newspaper already had people ready to fix his obituary. I believe that was that New York Times magazine paper. And then we have the wise women at The View, because, you know, if they're where you're going to get your news, I feel sorry for you. Because these women have nothing but hate in their hearts. Joy Behar, I call her Joy Bizarre. Sean Hannity calls her Joyless, but she's bizarre. So I've got it right. Her and Whoopi Goldberg are calling Trump Typhoid Mary of the 21st century because he's infecting other people. He's drawing them in. He's telling them not to be afraid. And he took his mask off. When he turned around to wave at the people and he turned around to salute Marine One, isn't that what they call it? That's the helicopter. He saluted them. He took his mask off, and he gave a little speech. And they were angry because he took his mask off. I wish their masks were made out of duct tape. But they took the mask off. How dare he? And then the wise, wise man of Cuomo, you know, governor's little baby brother that likes to work out, and he likes to show you how he's lifting his weights, and he's the big man on campus, you know. Men like to say something about that, but I won't say that. Anyway, he's going after the president, and he's calling him every name in the book, and he is hot to trot. I mean, he is mad. But if you remember Chris Cuomo, he's also a survivor of COVID. And he made a big projection of coming out of his basement for the first time, which we all knew was a lie. But they won't own up to it. I mean, we all know there was video of him getting in an altercation and an argument with a neighbor. And the neighbor called him out on it. You're not even supposed to be out here. You've got COVID. Where's your mask? And he went off at him. These people are phonies. They are fake people as well as fake news. They don't even live the truth. Don't pay attention to them. Do your own research. Know what this president has done. You may not like everything that he's done, and that's okay. But I'm going to read a list of things that he has done, like I promised. But I want you to understand that these people, Cuomo, Behar, Bizarre, Whoopi Goldberg, these people at CNN, Lemon, they're nuts. And they're full of hate. And they are totally lost in the realm of religion, which I call Christianity, a relationship, not a religion. So here is something we found. And I wanted to share it with you. I don't know the author, but you can fact check these things. They are true. I'm sure if Facebook would fact check them, they're not true, because they have fact checked some of our stuff that we know is true and called us out for it and blocked us. For everyone not supporting Trump, Now, this is what I've been saying to you for a long time. Why do you dislike him? Give us a reason besides you don't like how he tweets. Laura Ingram says, quit reading his tweets if you don't like his tweets. All right. Do you dislike that he made cruelty to animals a felony? He did that, you know. Do you dislike he gave billions to stop the opioid crisis? He destroyed ISIS, killed how many terrorists without going to war, and oh wait, everyone said he would bring us to World War III by now with North Korea. Do you dislike him because we are the largest producers of oil now? Do you dislike him because he wanted to build a wall to keep criminals and drugs from coming into the country? Do you dislike him because he just slashed the price for medications, in some cases 50%, which is driving Big Pharma nuts? Do you dislike that he signed a law ending the gag order on pharmacists that prevented them from sharing money-saving options on prescriptions? How many of you have downloaded Rx? Let me tell you, that happened because of Donald Trump. Do you dislike it that he signed the Save Our Seas Act, which funds $10 million per year to clean tons of plastic and garbage from the ocean? You know, President Donald Trump did this, not Obama or Biden or some of these others that believe in the science. Do you dislike that he signed a bill for airports to provide breastfeeding stations for nursing mothers? Do you dislike that he signed the biggest wilderness protection and conservation bill in a decade, designating 375,000 acres as protected land? That's one of them I probably wouldn't agree with him on, but he and I need to sit down and have a talk. Do you dislike that he loves America and puts Americans first? Do you dislike that he made a gay man the ambassador of Germany and then asked him to clean up national security and unclassified as much of it as possible for transparency? That was Grinnell. Do you dislike that he's kept almost every campaign promise with zero support from Congress, who work against him daily, plus 100 more promises because Washington was much more broken than he thought? Do you dislike that he works for free and donates the salary to different charities? The left are attacking him for that one, you know, because he doesn't have near as much money as he says he does. Or he'd have paid more taxes. Do you dislike that he's done more for the black community than any other president? Do you dislike that he listened to Senator Scott and passed Invest in Opportunity Zones to help minorities? Do you dislike that he passed prison reform, which gives people a second chance and has made quite a huge difference for the black communities? Do you dislike that he passed VA reforms to benefit the very people who served our country and defend our freedoms? Do you dislike that he's winning and signing new trade deals that benefit Americans instead of us? You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
for such a time as this. We know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray? For such a time as this, Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-433-5059. 800-433-5059. That's 800-433-5059. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Hi, this is Beth Ann. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt so soft in the store, but then when you got it home and tried to use it, it wasn't absorbent at all? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work, I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually will dry you. They're debuting the MyPillow six-piece towel set that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can buy one and get one free with the promo code BethAnn. Go to MyPillow.com now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty with their 60-day money-back guarantee. To get your buy one, get one free, MyPillow towel set, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. That's MyPillow.com, and the promo code is BethAnn.
Have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Now, I'm going to finish this up, and then we're going to get to talking a little bit about what's coming up tomorrow night and next week. So when I ended, I was reading to you, do you dislike that he's winning and signing new trade deals that benefit Americans instead of costing us more? The word winning, if you remember when he was running in 2016, he was saying, you're going to get so tired of winning, you're going to beg me, please, Mr. Trump, please stop winning. We can't take this winning anymore. My husband made the comment last night that it's the left crying out right now. They can't believe he just keeps winning. He won against COVID, and he won against this, and he just keeps winning, and they're so tired of him winning that they can't handle it. They're going nuts. They literally are going nuts. Now, he's not real political. He just watches it because I do. And sometimes he leaves the room. All right, let's get back to this. Do you dislike that he loves his flag and his country? Do you dislike that he calls out and has shown all of us that they are fake news and they twist the truth to control and mislead the people, and he is trying to protect us from this? Now, Cuomo is one of them. We know he's lying. It's on video of what he did. And then he makes this big production of coming out of the basement and reentering his family. Such a lie. And everybody bought it. Do you dislike that he's ending wars? Do you dislike that he has made a commitment to end child trafficking and crimes against humanity, and there has been thousands of arrests already made. Do you dislike he's brought home over 40 Americans held captive? The last one was from Iran. Do you dislike that he's proven he was right about the deep state and that he was spied on? Which might I add to this, was also a crime against you, the citizen of the United States. Whether you voted for Trump or not, it was still against you. Do you despise that he was a billionaire before he ran for president, and he has now worth at least one-third less because he loves America that much? Do you dislike that he's making the world pay their fair share for the UN for protection? Do you dislike that he respects cops and veterans and ICE and first responders? Do you dislike that he does not sell out America to other countries like the leaders prior to him have done? Could it be possible that the ones who sell out America to line their pockets own the media and Hollywood and hate him so much for trying to expose them and hate him for putting the people first that they manipulate our thinking and control the information we get to steer us to hate him? These people benefit when you hate the man trying to stop them. So they won't have to give up the wealth they have gotten and continue to get through mass taxation and control. Insider trading, I'm going to add to that. Wouldn't you at least want to research this possibility? Could 65,000 Americans already know the truth? That he has done more for the blacks in the last 20 for more for the blacks in the last 20 years than any other five presidents put together, and is actually not a racist, but you believe he is because it has been drilled into your head, and yet you've never researched his accomplishments. You can start by watching those daily briefings he did. This is a great idea. During the lockdown, they're all online. And then watch the coverage of the mainstream media and how they twisted his words. Do you actually believe the president encouraged America to inject bleach? The View, you know, they constantly bring that up. And if that's your source of truth, then it's really just your source of hate. Did you research the effects of UV lights, which is used to disinfect school buses and medical equipment and is also being used as treatment for bacteria and respiratory infections and injections by injecting it into humans? Search Healighte, H-E-A-L-I-G-H-T, but don't use Google. They are part of the deep state and they will manipulate what you see. Now, I remember as a young girl, and I worked and helped volunteer in the church nursery back when I lived up in Kansas City. And they had some kind of a light up in that nursery that they turned on at night. And it was a UV light. And that was back then. And it disinfected the toys because, you know, they all put them in their mouths. And you can't wash them all. And it disinfected the toys. They want you to believe he is stupid because if you figure out that he isn't, I was going to add, you'll know they are, but they will lose billions of dollars and all of their control of you. I know it is hard to let go of what you believe to be true for most of your life. You are not alone, but your blind hatred of this man who is literally trying to save us from the left, radical socialists, is going to be detrimental to our country if you continue to support their hatred. They are teaching hatred and separation, even in your families. You are not allowed to agree with part of their agenda and think for yourself. You must repeat their full belief system, or name-calling and insults ensue. She says, just look around. Just look around you. They go on, and the rest of it is pretty much just repetition there about their fake news. Do your research. You know, when I worked for Derry Brownfield, he said, don't believe a word I say. Go look it up. Go look it up. I'll send you this paper if you want it. And you look it up. You go look it up. And you can figure it out. Well, the first presidential, vice presidential debate will be coming up on Wednesday night. Hopefully. And it'll be between, you know, Vice President Mike Pence and Senator Kamala Harris. Now, I have all kinds of information on Kamala Harris that I was going to bring to your attention, and I'm running out of time, and I apologize. I knew it would happen, but I'm going to share with you some things that I think you need to know. Kamala Harris, as you know, is a nasty woman. She really is. And I'm not saying that to be nasty. I'm just saying that because it's the truth. She's done a lot of things in her life. Most of them she shouldn't be proud of, but I'm certain that she is. But Kamala Harris stands for a lot of things. Integrity is not one of them. That she doesn't stand for. She, if you remember what she did during the Kavanaugh hearings, she went after this man. She pretty much looked like a fool. And the only reason she wasn't the biggest fool of all is because we had Spartacus Cory Booker there. I think he's in a campaign race right now. He's the only one that's up for re-election of these that are on this committee. And, you know, he didn't do himself any favors. First of all, he doesn't know what a Spartacus is, or he wouldn't have said it in the context that he did. But Kamala Harris has quite the record. And I have this from Network. I'll get it here in a second. But in California, this starts from her roots and goes on. And I wrote an article about it, and I was kind of looking for that. I thought I'd printed it off, but I apparently did not print it off this morning. But she, I hear the music. First of all, she's going to do a lot of damage to this country. And you need to understand, Joe Biden's not capable of being president. So anybody that would vote for him for president, to me, is being foolish to begin with. He is not mentally capable of being president. And I hope that the next debate they have, President Donald Trump just lets Biden keep talking. Because he's going to talk himself into a hole. Because he can't carry on a conversation. We're going to talk about Kamala Harris when we come back. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we will be right back.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Makeup America is a brand new line of makeup made in America. Ladies, did you know that most American beauty brands do not make their cosmetics here in the USA? There is no guarantee of quality and transparency of ingredients, testing on animals, abidance to health and safety regulations, or quality control within the manufacturing environment. The old saying, beauty is only skin deep, refers to what's on the inside of the woman. And as you know, what's inside your beauty products matters to your skin. Makeup America is made in the USA, and they pledge to you that their products are non-GMO, paraben-free, fragrance-free, and never tested on animals. Flaunt your patriotism with Independence Red, Lady Liberty Blue. There's a variety of nail and lip colors to match, and lip care. MakeupAmerica.us. Use promo code BETH20 to receive 20% discount. MakeupAmerica.us. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home.
The following is not paid for or endorsed by any political candidate, party, or radio station.
American liberty is in the fight of our life, and we need a battle plan. Thomas Jefferson stated, "The tyranny of the legislature is really the danger most to be feared and will continue to be so for many years to come." We're under a political monopoly, working against the republic and calling the U.S. a democracy, which is mob rule. The battle plan has been given to us by Thomas Jefferson. When once a republic is corrupted, there is no possibility of remedying any of the growing evils but by removing the corruption and restoring its lost principles. Every other correction is either useless or a new evil. November 3rd, remove the corruption and evils of the Democrat socialism. From dog catcher to senator, vote out every Democrat. Once the Dems are severely rendered in the numbers, the Republican Party can no longer hide in silence. November 3rd, re-elect Donald Trump and give him the Congress we, the people, deserve. And let's bring America home. CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm going to talk about Kamala Harris, and we've done it before. And I wrote an article, just another irredeemable and irrelevant character. But it isn't irrelevant. She's irrelevant as far as your rights and your Constitution is concerned. She will not stand for you. But this is an example, what I had here, and I had it yesterday and wasn't able to share it with you. But there's a former FBI official, and he's proposing. I want you to think about this, because this is what the left is up to. A bipartisan commission to vet presidential candidates like Trump. Now, what that means is they're not going to let some outsider come in here and you elect them. They're going to remove that choice from you. You will only have the choices that they give you, which is all that we've had with this Republican and Democrat, which is why I tell you that Trump is your third party. He's running on the Republican ticket, but he's really a third party candidate because he's not one of them. And hopefully he's changing the Republican Party. Hopefully it's enough. I don't believe it's quite there yet. Kamala Harris roots, I just brought it up. It's discoverthenetworks.org. And they have their different information. And it's all truth. It's all just history of each one of these players. And I believe David Horowitz is the one who funds this or who has it, just like he does Front Page Magazine that Mike Cutler tells you about quite a bit. Well, Kamala Harris's roots come from her mother and her father. She is her mother was from India, an Indian, and her father was from Jamaica. Her father roots go back to that area, and he had a grandfather or a great-grandfather that was a slave owner. So that is Kamala Harris's roots, right there. When she was 30 years old, she decided to start dating a 60-year-old, Willie Brown, if you remember Willie Brown. Now, he was still married, but in his, if there is any defense,
He'd been separated from his wife for 14 years. They hadn't divorced, but they were separated. She has this affair with him, and she gets placed into different places of prestige. He makes her the deputy prosecutor of Alameda. It says here, in June of 94, Harris took a leave of absence from her job as deputy prosecutor in Alameda County and was appointed by Brown to a $97,000 per year position with the California Unemployment Insurance Appeals Board. Harris then resigned from the board 5 months later and was immediately appointed by Brown to a $70,000 per year job with the California Medical Assistant Commission, of which she had absolutely no medical background. And they talk about that quite a bit in this. Now, this is several pages long, and it's coming from Discover the Networks, but I kind of tried to hone it down just a little bit. So we know that she's not a woman of integrity. She doesn't stand for much of anything, but she stands against a whole lot. She's against life, if you know that. She's all about killing the babies. But in this article that I wrote, I said, have patience with me here. I want us to have a rounded picture, at least a view of this political game, in order to realize why Kamala Harris is the VP choice of the Democrat Party. Now, I want you to remember, I've mentioned this several times, we're going to run out of time, and I'm so sorry. But she was chosen because of her gender and her skin color. Not because she's the most qualified, and not because the people wanted her. The people rejected her during the primary. She was one of, not the first, but she was early on a dropout. And if you remember in one of the debates, she went at Biden about being a racist, and now she's running with him. Because he's not the racist, Trump is. Remember? Thomas Jefferson told us the tyranny of the legislature is really the danger most to be feared. And it will continue to be so for many years to come. And the tyranny of the executive power will come in its turn, but at more distant period. The legislature, the Congress that we talk about all the time, they're the ones that have caused so much trouble. Kamala Harris, she supports decriminalizing illegal immigration. Now, you've got to remember, she was a prosecuting attorney in the state of California. And when we say she was the choice for our VP to run with Biden, this is just Beth's opinion. I believe she was Obama's choice. He has praised her through the past. I think he had a crush on her. Rejects building a wall on the southern border. She compared ICE to the KKK. These are outlandish things that this woman stands for. But, you know, you don't know what she'll stand for tomorrow. Supports government-run health care for illegal immigrants, which I say are illegal aliens. Supports the elimination of private health care. She hates capitalism, but she has sure profited a lot. And she hates competition. She's the co-sponsor of the Green New Deal, just one of many. I think every one of the Democrats was a co-sponsor. She's against energy independence. She will immediately stop fracking. She will immediately take your guns. And if Congress doesn't do it, I will take my pen in hand and I will see to it. She said that. She wants to repeal the President Trump's tax cuts for the middle class because it's wrong. They want to kill the middle class. So socialists need the middle class to go away. She wants to massively increase taxes on all Americans. She supports infanticide as well as abortion. In fact, she led the investigation against the videos that came out of the Planned Parenthood people that they got. They went in there, and I can't even think of their names because they've changed. They've been fired since. But they were in there with Planned Parenthood, and they pretended to have some kind of a conference or something, and they videotaped them, telling them exactly what they were doing, including selling baby parts. Wants to ban legal firearms by executive order, she says. supports increasing regulations, supports the war on the suburbs. She wants to do away with the middle-class America. Who's in the middle-class America in the suburbs? It's a middle-class America that lives in the suburbs. I hear the music. And I apologize. I really expected to get through more of Kamala Harris's background. I have several different papers here. It's all marked up with red. Derry Brownfield used to tell me, don't use so much red. And then you'd look at his papers. They were all red. She's not a good person. And she's not standing for Constitution, and she's not standing for you. She's standing for globalism and socialism, which is communism. Is that what you want, America? Do you hate President Donald Trump that much that you would trade him for communism? It's time to bring America home.
Home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stewart didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today, What If Things Were Made in America Again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.